This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Hello, I'm Janina Gavankar. You might know me as Poppy from the L Word, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
The last time this lady was inducted into the Hump Day Crew, she was residing in a river world solving murder amongst friends in the strange world of DJ Cosmic. She may be Harmony's Halloween haunt, but she cast a spell on us to make us queer as folk and spread the putt-putt syndrome, which is probably why the Hump Day Crew is still going crazy for Taya Gill. Welcome back to the show, Taya.
Hey, so cool to hear your voice again.
I know, so cool to hear your voice too. You sound different.
You know what? Do I? I'm in a different locale. I'm in a different city now from the last time I talked to you, right? So I think, and it's cold here and damp and chilly. And so, you know, that totally affects, you know, the way, you know, your, you know, voice and all your body works, right?
Absolutely. You do sound a lot more warmer, so to speak. So you're trying to emanate that, I think.
Oh, like we're sitting by the fire.
And I hear you've been listening to a few of our podcasts as well.
Yeah. I listened to Michelle's and I listened to Sharon's and I didn't quite get through. Oh, I listened to Scotty's. I still have to get through Bobby. Roberts and Howell's and stuff. But and of course, Gina Glass's, you know.
Yes.
Co-partner in Hollywood. All your podcasts are great. I mean, you guys have a really great thing going there for yourselves.
Oh, thank you very much, Taya.
Yeah, it's really great. Congratulations.
Thank you. And how was your Thanksgiving?
You know what? I'm in Canada right now, so Toronto, Ontario. So I didn't actually celebrate the American Thanksgiving this year round. I had last year. But you know what? It was interesting because I was spending the whole day just talking on the phone with my American friends. You know, it was nearly like I had an American Thanksgiving in Canada. It was neat. But, you know, and I missed it. And it made me realize where my home really is right now.
That's right, because you've been transporting from America to Canada now.
Yes, well, yeah, I am, actually, yeah. Just because I've found so many new, like, family members and, you know, like, just out of the blue, you know, friends, you know, that you know, sort of quickly attract each other and, you know, form really good, strong bonds.
Absolutely. Well, we're actually thinking of coming there next year, or the end of next year.
Awesome, fat on. We can't wait to actually be face-to-face.
We'll have to have a cocoa or something. Are you a big drinker, Taya?
I had a lot to drink today. I had, like, cranberry juice and tea, lots of tea today.
I was actually meaning alcohol. But you've gone to the cranberry
forbid,
juice.
You know, you must be psychic, because I was actually, I just poured myself a glass of red wine, and I don't actually like drinking, actually, very much, to tell you the truth. But, you know, I did have a nice, you know, smoked salmon sandwich today, so I felt like my tummy could afford a glass of wine. So I went, oh my God, lo and behold, or, you know, heaven forbid, you know, I mentioned that I'm drinking a glass of red wine. But hey, I'm drinking a glass of red wine. Want to join me?
It's funny because I'm not a big drinker either. I only drink once a year on my birthday, and it gets to be, you know, when people drink.
Wait, now, when's your birthday?
November.
Hey, happy belated.
Thank you. Will you sing me a melody?
Birthday to you.
Well, I'll take what I can get.
Okay. So
the profession that you're in, it's amazing too, because it seems you meet all different kinds of people from different walks of life. And one thing Sharon Gless said to me about Queer as Folk especially is that it seemed that cast was cast from a higher place. Did you believe that too?
Oh, surely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I always have that kind of belief system, you know, that it's sort of, you know, destiny. Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it's not, you know, pretty. But that's all part of destiny, right?
Absolutely.
So this one, you know, coming together for that show was really, you know, it really was, yeah, it was really fated. And it was, you know, it definitely had that, you know, kind of glittered all over it.
Yeah, well, it seems you guys are all very close.
Yeah. I'm really, like, quite proud of Michelle Clooney. She's doing amazing political work. I take my hat off to her. You know, she's, like, such an inspiration, like, vocally and passionately. Just a completely passionate and eloquent political speaker. The March on Washington, she was just like, she sent tingles up and down my spine. She's wow. just extraordinary, yeah.
She gave a speech there, didn't she? Because I've been
did.
Seeing on her Facebook that she's been up to a lot of political
she's, activism. Yeah, she's been really, like, full speed ahead, and I really am, I, like, truly, genuinely am, like, you know, really in awe.
You've done a few films, I know, in the past few months, and you've done Remembering Nigel, I believe?
Oh, yeah. It just premiered, or had a, you know, kind of a preview screening at the Paso Robles, you know, film festival in Central California, just a little ways around Santa Barbara.
That's the one Clint Eastwood's.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's right. Yeah, exactly. but I wasn't able to attend, but it was kind of cool that it started there. I mean, apparently the first night was one of those nights where the projector didn't work or the tape didn't. Something technically went wrong, and so they had to postpone the screening to the next day or something, and then it was a big smash hit. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I think it's just begun. It still has to have its premiere, you know what
yeah.
I mean? No, that was awesome, and I did, like I sent you. I don't know if you ever got around to hearing it.
I saw the trailer. It was fantastic. They all seem really Australian, though.
Well, 80% of the actors, I think, are made up of, you know, Australian actors. And,
oh, wow.
You know, then there are, like, you know, a bunch of us, you know, the rest of us. But it's going to be a film that, you know, you're either going to really dig or not. You know, because it's a thing of its own, and you know, it's comprised of some really, really fascinating, interesting, funny, sad, you know, weird kind of, you know, little vignettes and stories and stuff. So, but the music is really nice, and you know, and I sing in it. He's just going to take my vocals of my. There was a change in the plan, of creative plan, because we were going to do it with all these musicians. And I think what Frank Howson decided to do was actually he thought that just the vocals of me and the song worked better under my monologue that I have in the film. That I did that. And that was really cool.
I've noticed, too, with your repertoire of work that there's a lot of good-looking people that you seem to work with. Now, recently you've been working with someone good-looking, Jennifer Love Hewitt in Ghost Whisperer.
Oh, yeah. No, she's very beautiful, isn't she?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she was lovely. I really, really enjoyed working with her. She was, you know, very, you know, professional and very receptive and stuff. And, I mean, they work so quickly on those network shows, right? The regular leads, you know, they have such a, you know, they have to really, you know, they really have to be on their game, right?
Mm.
And it's exhausting for them because it's like nearly like, a, you know, it's like a factory, you know, it's like it's really, you know, by the clock. So I was like, wow, this is fast. Woo, okay. Peter Page, is he coming in?
Yeah, Peter Page and Hal Sparks, they're coming in February. So
what are they doing in Australia?
It's a mini Queerest Folk convention. It's the night called Hands Up If You're Queer Folk. And it's going to be held at this beautiful theatre in St Kilda, which is like the beachy area of Melbourne. It's a big gay market there as well, and it's called the Astor Theatre, and they're going to host a night of just questions about queer as folk, and the Hump Deck, we're going to help co-host Peter Page and
Oh, excellent.
Too.
Conventions. I've never been to many conventions or, like, you know, kind of things like that. But I wonder if after once Riverworld airs, I wonder if I'll be invited to attend some conventions.
Because your makeup was awesome in that.
Yeah. I mean, I love the makeup, yeah. No, totally. The makeup artist won an Emmy Award for her work on Tin Man. Yeah, which Alan Cumming was in as well, which was produced by the same people who did Riverworld. So she did really do a good job. But, you know, the only thing, of course, is that, you know, it was great for the time. But I don't know. I mean, I'm really determined to, like, just, you know, be in a movie where I'm, like, completely, like, you know, just me and myself and my face. Just me coming through the skin, you know? Because I've played so many characters where I'm, like, constantly painted. Like, I'm being painted, like, blue, green, you know, white.
You're like, freaking stop painting me.
Yeah, exactly. Don't steal my soul, goddammit.
You know how you went to an Anglican school? Do all the values and the Christian morals and the teachings kind of still resonate with you, or have you kind of let that go after you left school?
You know, I've always appreciated the structure of the religious aspects of the, you know, all girls sort of private school atmosphere and environment. But the constrainment and the sort of the kind of, you know, repressed sort of mean kind of vengeance that was going on between the sisters, you know, like not sisters, I mean, necessarily the sisters of, you know, a convent, but, you know, the sisters among the women, the girls and the women, the female teachers, was very, you know, imprisoning, was very, you know, you felt like, you know, I felt very entrapped by that. So then I kind of like tried to break free from that. But, you know, I also just, you know, always, you know, remind myself again of sort of the, you know, the hardships that, you know, you kind of have to struggle with when you're that young. But, you know, hopefully, you know, you know, it comes back round and you remember, in a way, I reflect a lot about the struggles I went through in, you know, in adolescent years and in high school in particular, because they continue, they really do continue on in life, you know, at a playground or at a, you know, where there are bullies in life. And you know, sort of in a way, it's sort of, it's easier to always remind yourself of, or at least parallel it to what it was like when you were in, you know, in high school.
It's just the people get bigger. That's the difference, right?
Yeah. You hope that they don't get meaner, because sometimes, you know, in high school, you know, we can get really mean. But
especially girls' school, you know, everyone's so catty and bitchy and backstabby. Oh.
Like, I recently just did a film, you know, it was kind of like a B-movie, kind of Hallmark movie. But, you know, it was about a bunch of women, you know, girls getting together after 20 years for, you know, a friend's, you know, wedding and stuff and bridal shower. I'm also working with Sharon Gless, you know, in Burn Notice right now. So she was really sweet, and we have some nice scenes together. But it's all about these girls and these women coming together and their stories. And, you know, like that great, you know, those, like, you know, nostalgic kind of, you know, that we never leave, you know, our girlhoods behind, you know, that, you know, we're perpetually, you know, reliving our, you know, our girlhood memories, I think. Yeah, so I and then ironically enough, the press lady who was doing the EPKs turned out to be a lady, you know, elderly lady who had, you know, been a graduate of the same, you know, girls' school that I attended. So we both went to Crofton House School. So so then we started off by, you know, of course we sang, you know, our you know, school anthem together in unison, and I actually still want to get the footage of that so I can put it on YouTube. Yeah, and you know, her name was Prudence.
How fitting for an Anglican schoolgirl to have a name like that.
So I went around this haunted house that we shot in, this, you know, resort, this Rosemead, you know, resort, and kept on calling out in the hallways, "Dear Prudence, dear Prudence, where are you, dear Prudence?" And she comes a-callin'. So she was a really lovely lady. It was really great to do the interview with her, because she, you know, again, she was another, you know, she was a great example of this really interesting, intelligent, fascinating woman who still has spirit and life in her and has a real bounce in her trot and, you know, has, like, you know, has you know, so much still to offer. So it was just, she was just an inspiration, you know.
Hey, this is Billy Myers, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. I mean, how the hell am I going to say that without laughing? Day Crew, for God's sake. Right, the Hump Day Crew on Joy. Of course, it's joyful because it's a hump day.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.